Vanessa Lee is the founder of The Things We Do, a top injector, and a trusted authority in the world of beauty and skincare. Now, she's hosting a podcast. Join her as she covers all the things we do for beauty, best kept secrets, and weird shit included.
Hey guys, welcome back to episode 7, Do's and Don'ts for Patients. All right, y'all, I'm going to give you some tips on how to be a great cosmetic patient. Here are some do's and don'ts if you have an appointment coming up soon, or just for your general knowledge because you don't want to be the annoying patient of the day. Just kidding. Love you all.
This episode is sponsored by me. I have a beauty bar called The Things We Do in the Arts District of downtown LA. Come by and book an appointment for any of your beauty and wellness needs. My team and I know how busy life can get. Invest in yourself and make sure to make time for self-care. We have a self-care club that offers exclusive benefits and discounts for our members that you can read about on our website, thethingswedo.co. You can also inquire about appointments and get a feel of what we do through our IG account, thingswedo.co, or simply stroll on by the beauty bar and pick up all of your skincare essentials.
Oh man, what if a patient does all of the don'ts? What do you do? Do you like kick them out?
We straight up kick them out.
Oh shit.
We kick them on their butts.
Oh no.
Out the door. No, we don't do that. We obviously navigate around easy personalities, difficult personalities all the time, but it just makes it so much more of a better experience, I guess you could say, for the provider and for you if you have a heads up on some do's and don'ts. So let's get to the do's.
Yeah, please.
Let's do the do.
Cool.
Let's do and go.
Okay. Do and go.
It's a microneedling tool I made. NBD. No big deal. Buy it on the website. Just kidding. I'll take your money. Just kidding. Okay. Let's start over. Just kidding. Sorry. Where were we?
So let's start with the do's.
Let's start with the do's. Okay. Now, this is assuming that you have already done your research, and only IG doesn't count. You need to Google, check credentials, and do everything you can to make sure you find a provider, because basically your face is in their hands. So you have found a provider now. You've made your appointment. It's the big day. It's appointment day. Do come in with a clean face. It's all going to come off anyways, and I need to see how the canvas of the skin and the face sits naturally. Besides, makeup carries bacteria, and we want you to come in as clean as possible before any treatment. I see y'all coming in with a fully beat face sometimes, and I mean primer, foundation, concealer, contouring, and you know that I'm about to send you to the restroom to wash it all off. Your skills are just going to go to waste. Come in with a clean face. It's different when someone comes straight from work and doesn't have time to wash their face by the time they get to us. But when you are the first appointment of the day and you tell me you aren't doing anything after and you show up with layers of makeup, girl, I don't know what to do with you. Just come with a clean face. Do stop any blood thinners as soon as you can before your appointment because it increases the risk of bruising. And expect to bruise. It can happen. It is a medical procedure, not a manicure. And these treatments do have a bit of social downtime. Some less than others, but just be cognizant of that. And providers, get off your high horse if you think you don't ever bruise people and you tell your patients that as a way to set yourself apart. It happens to the best of us. Instead, rely on your skills to retain patients. Do keep up realistic expectations. I had a patient come in recently and she was way too overfilled in the top lip. Her lip hung low and became beaky because of the overly done filler in it. She said that she wanted me to fix her lips, and I dissolved her, had her come back 2 weeks later, and then I treated her lips in a more natural way. The result was the lip pulled back closer to the face where it looked more natural, and more of the surface area of the pink of the lip was showing, in turn giving her a fuller pout without all the extra distraction. She came back 2 weeks later saying she wasn't happy with the results. I asked her what didn't make her happy because clearly they were beautiful. They looked more natural and it fit her and harmonized with her features very well. And she stated that she wanted her lips to outwardly protrude more and went on to squeeze her top lip in between her fingers until they were further off her face and super tight.
That's so weird.
I can't even. And my first thought was, Houston, we've got a problem. Yeah. What? I explained to her that I only treat to a natural effect, and what she's asking for is exactly how she ended up with the overfilled lips in the first place. Somebody listened to what she wanted and kept going until she was overfilled, and then she came to me to resolve that problem, and here she was again asking for the same thing. So just be very clear with your expectations and listen to your provider, especially when you have aligned yourself with a more natural, artistic provider, and always be realistic. So anyway, she goes on to say, well, why do some girls have such full lips and I have flat lips? And she was referring to the fact that she had a full lip frame and actually quite a bit of outward rotation of the lip, which is good and what people generally request, but she wanted the face of her lip to curve outwards and still look natural, which was anatomically not going to happen for her, at least in a natural way. It can happen for other lip shapes, but for her, it was difficult. I explained that we aren't all built the same, and it's best to work with what we've got and enhance those features instead of trying to achieve a recipe for lasagna when we're given the ingredients for pot roast. You follow me? Both are delicious dishes, but let's be realistic.
That was really good. That was a great metaphor.
A doctor I went to a class with, he was like, tell these patients, you have ingredients. These ingredients may be good for sushi, not good for pot roast. So you give me shit ingredients, I can't make beautiful artistry. And I'm like, damn, I'm going to use that. So lasagna. Do be very clear with what you are looking for. This is not the time to be shy and under-communicate. Articulate as well as you can so that we can better understand your goals as providers. Do expect that there will be a period of awkwardness before you hit the glory days. As in, expect some social downtime. I tell patients to expect some swelling, possible bruising, even when using a cannula. If we are working with threads, expect soreness. For skin treatments, we give very specific post-care instructions and we let you know that you may experience dryness and, again, a little bit of social downtime, maybe some pink and red. All of these instructions must be followed and are for your safety, but keep in mind that the results will show well after the skin inflammation subsides. Don't be shy to send a photo of your concerns or call right away if you want to discuss if a post-procedure bruise or swelling or basically any symptom is abnormal. Always let us know what's going on. We take all of your concerns very seriously. And you guys, these treatments do not go without risks. You know this. Although the risk is low, adverse events can happen, and they happen to the best injectors in the world. There's no avoiding it if you've been injecting long enough. We keep in mind that filler can get stuck in a vessel and can cause soft tissue damage. And in rare cases, blindness has happened. Pick a great provider. Call the office if you have any questions. Don't be shy. We're here for your safety so that nothing serious happens in the future if we're in good communication with each other. Lastly, don't be an asshole.
Yeah, don't be an asshole.
Just don't be one. Providers are people too, and we have lives outside of the office. We have spouses, babies, and we have feelings too. And sure, we love our jobs, but we have hard days just like you, and we strive to give our best to every single patient every single day. If we're running late, keep in mind that maybe the patient before you almost fainted and we're trying to keep her safe. Or keep in mind that we didn't anticipate having a patient come in with some kind of congenital facial difference, and that's taking up a little bit more time than usual. Just give us the benefit of the doubt. Be mindful, be kind, and let us do our best work. But know that we are whole people, and we're happy to take care of you. These are the do's and don'ts. It's It's self-care club time, Katrina. Yay. Tell me what you've been doing this week to take care of yourself.
This week has been really busy, but...
So busy.
Just like all
What's
around.
What's in the air right now? It's fall, autumn equinox.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I don't know, like, how that affected me personally, but I was really busy this week. But one thing that kind of helped me calm down was taking care of my plants. I recently got really into houseplants, and I also recently redid my backyard. So just taking care of the plants and
what kind of plants are you into? Do you have like a plant preference?
I'm into more of like the tropical plants.
Ooh, tell me more about this.
So like Monstera.
Monstera, is that how you say it? I always say like Montserrat or something. That's a font.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that, and then like Anthurium, and then tea leaf and palm. So like all of that. I have some around my house and then some in my backyard. And I've just been really taking care of them. And it's nice because there's like, you know, you can see the result of your care.
The fruits of your labor.
Yes. But there, I mean, like there's no like actual fruit. Which is fine.
Just like leaves of your labor.
Just like leaves. Yeah. Leaves of my labor, which is nice.
Do you talk to them like DJ Khaled?
I do. They have names.
What do you say?
Like, hey, you look really cute today. Oh, you're so growing. Cute. Like, that's so nice.
Look at you being so all green and shit. Looking all good and shit.
Yeah, dude. That's what I talk to them.
That is awesome. Yeah. I bet they're so happy. I bet they're sassy little monstrosities.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What about you? What have you been doing?
I have been practicing the art of hygge.
Hygge?
Hygge. Hygge.
What is that?
Hygge is a Danish practice, and it really is just a bunch of little things that bring you happiness and really focusing on the simple things in life, like lighting candles and putting on the fireplace and cooking a meal with your friends and wearing cozy sweaters. So I've been doing a lot of candles this week and intentionally lighting candles when I wake up and do my skin ritual routine, and then also when I cook in the evenings. And it's just been nice to light a candle and think, right now is my time. So I've been practicing some hygge.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know. Thank you, Danes. It's awesome. Self-care club. Thank you to Katrina Hanairo, our show producer, Faison for our intro song, No Cry, and the Danes for being awesome in creating hygge. It's seriously super cool and chill.
Bye, guys.
Bye.